Hi there, and welcome to ISIS Chemical Shipping News for Monday the 16th of July 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
So Nick, what's happening on the Atlantic this week?
It's had a slight recovery, according to brokers this week, and also the arbitrage is open for BTX, but I was told by brokers that there wasn't actually enough product.
BTX to make it worthwhile?
BTX to send.
Oh, right, okay.
They just weren't producing enough, apparently, in Europe, and only had enough for domestic consumption. I also heard that there was problems with supply for methanol in
the
US.
That's right, the big Trinidadian plant or a plant in the Caribbean certainly has gone down.
That's probably the instigation for a large methanol fixture out of the Baltic. Mm-hmm. 20,000 tonnes of the stuff from, I think it was Ventspils. That was going to the US Gulf.
And what about the rest of the North European business?
The Europeans seem to have gone on holiday. It's gone sleepy and quiet. Mm-hmm. There's really very little going on. Brokers are very, very depressed about it.
Sure.
Except that they're hoping to go on holiday too.
Well, absolutely. I guess if North Europeans have gone on holiday, then the Med's on holiday too.
The Med is on holiday largely, except for the Turkey as well. But I'm told by a Turkish broker that the pre-election demand for clean petroleum products has gone up. So we've seen a couple of fixtures for CPP, and that's kept that market ticking over. But otherwise, it's very, very quiet.
That's good. So basically, it looks like the holidays have really happened.
And everybody's accepted that that's the case now. And they're not actually expecting any more cargo now or any sort of up.
Most of the stuff that's moving around will be on contracts?
Contracts, indeed, yeah.
Sure.
The contract market is holding up, I'm told. Mm-hmm. But as far as the spot market goes, it's very quiet. A lot of open ships. One charter was saying that they're getting ship owners approaching them now, asking if they can be part of negotiations.
Oh, that's interesting.
Whereas a couple of weeks ago, it was the other way around. They were chasing ship owners.
That is a big change, isn't it?
It is a big change, yeah.
And do you think that could eventually feed through to the contract rates?
I don't think so, because the contract rates are set annually. Mm-hmm. So, the actual rates for contracts would have been set at the start of each contract. Contract negotiations will probably take place with an annual rate in mind, rather than seasonal fluctuations that you get on the spot market.
Right, well, that's very interesting, because I'm always interested in the way that everybody values their house. Everyone's obsessed with house prices in Britain, and yet the price of houses changing is determined by a very small proportion of the housing stock selling.
You know? Yes.
And it's a bit like that, I guess, with the spot market. Most of the stuff will be going by contract rather than by spot this time of year.
Brokers tell me about 60% of cargo goes by contract, so the market's contracted, apparently, over the years to only 40% of it now moving by spot. On spot cargo.
Sure, because I guess if you know what your costs are, you can budget for them much more easily.
That's right. And if you have enough space available to you under contract, if rates on the spot market do fluctuate and go up, you've still got that contract rate that you can turn to, which is what happened after the Lavera strike, you'll
sure.
remember.
Sure.
A lot of cargo moved under contract because the prices are so far up after the tankers were delayed in Lavera.
Is there much scope for subcontracting that extra space? So if I've got 10,000 tonnes of space on the ship and only 5,000 tonnes of product, could I sell that extra 5,000 tonnes of space to somebody else?
What tends to be the case, actually, is that a large charterer, will charter an entire ship and they'll have a large cargo which won't fill the ship up, and they will re-let the remaining space.
Well, fascinating. Well, thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.
The contents of this recording are copyright, Reed Business Information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.